Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do, iowacomputerrepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, 27 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. We're rolling right along. We had so many news stories in the first half hour. We're a little bit behind the eight ball here, and we apologize for that. Hey, with us is Kevin Stillman. He's a loan originator from The Money Store, an organization based in New Jersey, but not to be confused with the now-defunct Money Store that closed back in the year 2000. That wouldn't be a good idea. It is a good name. Welcome to the News Hour, Kevin. Glad that you're here with us.
Thank you, Michael. Happy to be here.
Well, tell us about the Money Store. What is it that you guys do there? It sounds like you walk in and say, here's a dollar, and they give you a dollar. Well, what's going on?
Well, I wish it was that easy. Yeah, about 12 years ago it was, but The Money Store, we are a direct lender, and what that means is we basically work with a number of different lenders, and we help people finance their projects pretty much on the residential mortgage side. So if somebody is purchasing a home, mm-hmm. That's really our expertise. So we have a number of different programs to help people get into their first home or a second home or potentially an investment property.
So one of the things that has been talked about and bantered about is the fact that one of the reasons that the home situation hasn't improved as fast as what people would like is because it's really tough to get a home loan these days. Is that accurate?
That's true, Michael. The industry certainly has had its setbacks. A lot of it, as a result of that, has been some of the increased regulation, which at the beginning of the year has really hampered a lot of the, I'd say, more of the individuals that probably have some credit impairments. And that's something that here at the Money Store we're bringing to the market, is to help individuals that may have had a bump in the road, but are in the position now to certainly settle into a home.
And it's also interesting, cash sales are up as well. You know, people are talking about, my son just sold his home. Cash money. I don't know. Seriously? You could do that now?
So, right.
Yeah, so there's lots of things going on in the marketplace. But today we had great news. The National Board of Realtors said that home sales were up by 2.5% nationwide, which makes it a good thing for us in July and should help your business. So how is it like a bank, and are you not like a bank?
The biggest difference is for me, myself, I have to have a license to actively originate mortgages in the state of Iowa.
Sure.
So does the company. They have to be licensed to do business in the state versus a bank or a financial institution. They're already regulated. Those loan officers there just have to be registered within the banking organization.
All right. So when you called us and you said, hey, you know, I'm here in town and we're doing some stuff, I want to talk about reverse mortgages. So let's do that.
Okay.
Because I have no experience in reverse mortgages, plenty of experience in mortgages, but not necessarily reverse mortgages. What is it? What is a reverse? It's a loan, isn't it, against the equity of your home?
That's correct. The easiest way to explain it is a reverse mortgage is a loan where you have to be 62 or older to qualify for it. So you also will have to live in the home. And with that, it's a mortgage that is actually an FHA mortgage. It's through the Federal Housing Administration. And the key benefits of reverse mortgages, mm-hmm. Number one, it's tax-free cash for any use. So if you have the equity to pull out of it, you can use those funds to for any purpose that you would like. Another key thing is it helps manage your cash flow. So there is no monthly mortgage payments involved with a reverse mortgage.
Right. But you still have upkeep of the house, and you also have insurance, right?
That is correct.
Right.
The homeowner is responsible to make their tax payments, right, as well as homeowner's insurance payments as well.
Now, I had heard, and I don't know, I spent a little bit of time looking into this, that the older that you are, the more money you can get.
Would
that be accurate as well?
That's correct, yes.
I've done a little homework, yeah.
Yes, that's awesome, Michael. Yes, basically, the age criteria is from age 62 until 82.
Got it.
So the older you are.
So a 20-year window, basically.
That's correct,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So so if you're going to downsize maybe to a smaller home, that would you could use the proceeds from this and
You can actually purchase a home, and that's one of the scenarios with a reverse mortgage. So if somebody is downsizing and they talk to their financial advisor and the advisor says, well, we really don't want you to pull out money from your 401k or your IRAs because you're really letting that work for you, a reverse mortgage can help minimize that down payment that you need to put into that new property.
Yeah, we've all seen Fred Thompson out there talking about reverse mortgages. I don't know what company he works for, but, you know, and that was kind of interesting. And it's really become the buzz over the past couple of years. Is it becoming more of an issue or more of a buzz because of the aging population that we have, particularly here in Iowa?
Most definitely. People are living longer. It's more expensive to live, especially when it comes down to caring for any type of health expenses. Also, once people sit down with their financial advisors and maybe that advisor is going to give them some of the bad news that, look, we have a gap here that needs to be dealt with, a reverse mortgage can step in to help close that gap. For example, if somebody is approaching age 62 and looking at maybe taking their Social Security payments early, if they defer until age 70, they can get about 76% more in their Social Security benefits.
Really?
So if the financial advisor says, well, you know, how are you going to cover your living expenses? That's where the reverse mortgage could step in and help close that gap so that they can defer taking Social Security to max it out.
Now, is it for everybody? I mean, okay, given all the parameters, my house is paid for, I'm 62 to 82 years of age, I don't want to take money out of any other investment. Are there some downsides to this that people ought to be aware of?
There are. I think the biggest downside is if somebody wants to pull out their equity and they want to go on, you know, a buying binge. Obviously, that's a bad thing, right? Mm-hmm. Or if they want to, they heard there's a hot stock that they want to pull money out of and they want to go and invest it. I don't know really any financial advisors that are going to take that money for compliance purposes. So other than that, there are so many different uses. For example, a business owner, if business needs extra cash, and usually a business owner will have their house paid off. They just want to get out of debt, let the business take the debt. If they need to inject some capital into the business, but they don't really can't afford the monthly payments, a reverse mortgage is one way to inject some capital over into that business. So, you know, that's my role is working with financial advisors, giving them the information that they need for their clients so that they can talk to them about these different strategies.
Like any investment, I mean, that's the goal is to be able to get competent assistance from financial planners or whomever. To be able to work through this, to find out whether or not, you know, are you meaning to deed this or give this to your grandchildren or your children? You know, if that happens, you know, you can't necessarily do that with a reverse mortgage. So you got to be aware of all the good news and some of the things that may not work for you in your particular situation.
That's correct. Yeah. Right. Unless it's a health issue, you really need to sit down with your financial advisor, your relatives, and really put a lot of things on paper.
Yeah, you got to talk through this kind of thing. And isn't that the way it is with everything else? You know, you really need to open up and have this conversation with your family members, or somebody can go get a little crossways with you too.
Exactly. You have to be fully informed.
Kevin Stillman, ladies and gentlemen, he is a mortgage loan originator with the Money Store. You guys are over in Clive, huh?
That's correct, right. But I love meeting people in person. So
you'll go anywhere.
I'll go anywhere. I'm mobile. I have a phone and a laptop,
there
so
you go.
I can.
Do you travel around? I mean, are you basically here in the metro, or do you go elsewhere?
Primarily metro, but licensed to do business throughout the state.
Okay, sweet spot customer-wise. Who's your target customer?
I love working with the first-time home buyers.
Really?
We really have some different programs to help save them some money, especially on the front-end side. Working with their realtor to structure a deal to save them some money, which, for example, I saved a teacher about $160 a month just by structuring the their financing in a little bit different way. So my goal is to give a home buyer all of the information that they need to evaluate, and then they can make an informed decision on what's best for them.
Very nice. Kevin Stillman, ladies and gentlemen, he is with The Money Store, relatively new here in the Iowa market, and grateful that you called us and said, hey, can I come on and talk about a little bit about what it is we do?
Yeah.
Because we do that. Why not?
Yeah. Thanks, Michael.
My pleasure.
Great to be here.
My pleasure. Hey, we're going to step aside for the Wall Street Journal report. We've also got the stocks of local interest, all that ahead of Joe Shields. He is with IP Pathways out of Urbandale. He's going to be in talking about what they're doing over there, and it is an expansion story. All that's yet to come. This is Inside on Business, the NewsHour.